Wall Street has changed a lot since the demise of giants like Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and Merrill Lynch. Wall Street is still the heavyweight of financial markets, but the last year has brought speculation that Wall Street's global dominance is waning and that foreign companies are taking business and talent away from the United States. We asked the world's Jason Margolis to look into that.
If you walk past the old Lehman Brothers in New York, the building is lit up in blue. That's the color of the London bank Barclays, which now owns a big part of the old Lehman Brothers. The Japanese also got in on the fire sale. The Japanese bank Nomura bought many of Lehman's assets in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. In recent months, foreign banks like Nomura have also been stealing away bankers from American firms. These changes prodded the New York Times this summer to ask, could foreign banks one day do to Wall Street what Japan once did to Detroit? Douglas Redeker is a former investment banker and current director of the Global Financial Initiative at the New America Foundation.
New York and Wall Street for many years was the end-all and be-all of the global financial system. Clearly over the last 10, 15, let's call it 15 years, London in particular, but other global financial centers really raised their game and became not only financial centers, but financial centers to rival and some might argue even surpass New York in certain core components of the global financial system.
That siphoning off of business has only become more pronounced this past year. Which cities and countries emerge as the strongest centers of finance? That depends on a lot of variables, including how different countries impose regulations. It's relatively simple, explains political economist Alan Meltzer at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
If we regulate salaries and restrict our banks, then certainly we'll lose a great deal of business.
The bottom line, most bankers go where they can make the most money. That means where they can earn the biggest bonus. But bonuses may be in jeopardy in some places. Leaders from continental Europe want to curb banker bonuses. They say the prospect of a multi-million dollar bonus prods bankers to take huge unnecessary risks for personal gain. Leaders from the U.S. and the U.K. agree that bonuses are out of whack. But they say individual compensation is not the main threat to the financial system. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is calling for systemic changes, requiring banks to hold more capital to limit the risk of failure. Richard Rosenkrantz at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says if continental Europeans do limit bonuses, that could shift the balance of power back to U.S. banks.
I think it's possible. If one side has a legal framework and the other doesn't, you can certainly see executives leaving and going to where they can get higher returns. But on the other hand, I think corporate boards are now so careful of avoiding, you know, their executives getting disproportionate bonuses that de facto the difference wouldn't be very great. It would be a very limited flow from Europe to the United States because of this.
But for the banks, these discussions are largely academic. Major banks are multinationals. Bankers may be going from American firms to Japanese ones, but they're just walking across the street. Again, Douglas Redeker.
U.S. banks will operate in Asia and in Europe. European banks will operate in the U.S. and Asia, and it goes on and on.
So at the end of the day, does it really matter if an American banker works for Barclays, Nomura, or Bank of America?
No.
That's political economist Alan Meltzer. He compares the diffusion of Wall Street's power to the automobile industry.
Does it matter to anyone whether we buy cars made in the United States by Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai, instead of cars made by General Motors and Chrysler? And my answer would be, not much. People say, well, the profits on those companies will go to Japan or Korea. And the answer to that is, of course, if you think that's a problem, buy stock in Toyota or Honda and the profits come here.
But this is not a wholly academic discussion. How might all these changes impact the rest of us who rely on banks for loans? Does it matter if our bank is headquartered in New York, Shanghai, or London? Again, Douglas Redeker.
It shouldn't matter to you whether you're getting your money from Deutsche Bank, Barclays, Bank of America, or otherwise. A dollar from Bank of America and a dollar from Barclays are not going to make one bit of difference to you as the recipient of that capital. The question is the capital available? And one of the legacies of the financial crisis is there are less banks out there doing business.
Fewer banks means less competition. That means banks may not need to offer hyper-competitive loans to get our business. Redeker says there's another reason why it's important for Americans that Wall Street hold on to its dominance. U.S. power in the last 60 years is based not only on military might and political heft, but also on economics. If the center of finance isn't Wall Street, this undoubtedly weakens U.S. clout on the global stage. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.